You'll turn to Job 19, right before Psalms. Going to look at just a few verses from Job 19, and we're going to flip over to Psalms 42 real quick. I thought the song that was just sung really magnifies these verses. So we're going to look at the key verses in Job 19 are verses 25 through 27. We're not going to read the whole chapter of Job 19, but as you know, a lot of difficult things were going on in the life of Job. And we're going to read two or three verses, then we're going to start up in verse 25. In verse 2, it says, "How long will you torment me and break me in pieces with words?" Look at verse 17. "My breath is strange to my wife, and I am a stench to the children of my own mother. Even young children despise me. When I rise, they talk against me. All my intimate friends harbor me, and those whom I love have turned against me." But look at this change in verse 25. "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me." What a dramatic change in that chapter. Okay, so let's look at Psalms 42, the first two verses. Psalms 42, just go right. And then we're going to look at just the first two verses, two pretty popular verses. Psalms 42, verses 1 and 2. "As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" You know, I have a question for you today as we go to confession. Do you thirst for God? Do you wait for God? Do you long to be in His presence? Does your heart's desire to see Him change your perspective of today or tomorrow? You know, as you know, Mother's Day, as Mark's already mentioned, is the day, and you know, we'll buy our mother, our wife, a gift, or take her to a restaurant, prepare a meal for her. But sometimes Renee and I, something we always have a tradition do, we buy each other a card. You know, why do you buy a card? You know, in that card, you try to write something that encourages you. The mother or your wife, you want to say something, you want to tell her why she's special to you, right? And so Lungard had a great suggestion. He said that Christ is the bridegroom of the church, His beautiful bride. And as His bride, answer the questions posed in Song of Songs 5:9. "How is your beloved better than all others, most beautiful women?" And so that's something that we need to think about. So as we go to confession today, we're probably at three stages. You know, if some of you say, you know, if I really admit it, I don't really have a desire for heaven. I don't really have a desire to be in the presence of God. Well, the only thing I could tell you about that is remember Hebrews 10:31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Confess your sin, you know, plead for His grace to transform your heart. Now, a lot of us could be in a second stage. And, you know, if we have to admit it, sometimes we're allowing the things of the world to receive our primary focus. You know, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus warned us not to store up treasures on this earth, but to lay up treasures in heaven. Because He said, for wherever your treasure is, what? There your heart will be also. You know, we know we can't serve two masters. So are you allowing the world to take your focus off heaven and your encounter with God one day? Because it's going to happen. Because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And you know, I don't think God is going to have to tell us to bow and confess. I think it's going to be automatic. I don't think He'll have to speak words to make that prophecy come true. You know, you could be at the third stage, and I know there's people in this very auditorium today or sanctuary that are there. If you long to see God, you long to be with Him. So let's do like we do on Mother's Day or Father's Day. As we go to confession today, tell God and praise Him, why do you look forward to seeing Him? What are you excited about when you encounter the God of the universe? It's a pretty deep question, but it's something I reflected upon. And I tell you, if you really reflect upon it, it'll change you, because there's a lot of wonderful things that are going to happen. And it's I can't describe it. But if you have Christ in your heart, that's something you look forward to. So let's go to confession, and let's confess our sins, and let's go to the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Father, I thank you for your incredible grace. Help me to always be astonished that you would give grace to a sinner like me, Lord. Help me be amazed that the righteousness of Christ has been imputed into my life. You know, for your sake, Lord, you made Christ to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Despite all the times I've failed you, despite all the times I've let you down, despite all the times I've disappointed you, Christ will present me blameless before your presence with his glory and with great joy. When the regenerated see you as you are, we will be like you. Remind me, Lord, to hope and trust in you, to put my faith in you, and help me to be purified from this world as I wait for you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.